Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Jorge Canellas. We've covered your experiences in two businesses and your experience as a professional. And my knowing you, I mean, both professionally, because we've been involved, our family businesses was with Deloitte, but I've also worked with you, especially in Fondos Unidos. And tell us about Fondos Unidos, your role. It's been long-standing, and it's been very committed. Tell us what you've done and where you what you do in Fondos Unidos, United Way of Puerto Rico.
Well, I think my connection to Fondos Unidos probably started early 1990s. So I guess I've been about 20 years with Fondos Unidos.
Started more or less the same time as Party City.
Yeah, at about that time, you know, Robert Santamaria, who recently retired as a managing partner with Pricewaterhouse, and who had started with me, he contacted me and said, you know, you should be in Fondos Unidos. I didn't know that he was a treasurer and that he was looking for someone to become treasurer. But actually, Roberto has been a major person with Fondos Unidos for many years.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I started working with Fondos Unidos. That was when Bill Perez was the head of Fondos Unidos. And I thought Fondos Unidos was great. I mean, they basically ran this very, very organized campaigns with, you know, in various companies and with the government. And, you know, the money that was collected, a lot of it through employee discounts in the payroll, they actually had the responsibility of determining to whom that money would go. And, the organization was very organized, excuse me, redundancy in terms of how they went about it. You know, they made a very, very exhaustive evaluation of agencies to determine if the money that we're going to give to them worth giving, you know, in terms of what the money was going to be used at, whether the organization had a board of directors that could ensure that the association was properly run and that it was complying with what they said they were going to do, whether it's niñas maltratadas, you know, whether it's small children, you know, whether it's children with autism, you know, they needed obviously to comply with what their purpose in life was.
So, for a CPA, it was well organized, yeah, as a lawyer. And your role has been, you've been president of the board, you've been on the audit committee, have you been in deciding the presupuestos, deciding the fiscalized?
Well, actually, not in that. I was treasurer for many years. I went through the ranks, like they say, and I became president of the organization. I presided the Alexis Tocqueville division, which is like mayor givers, individual
right.
givers. Right now, I'm still in the executive committee, presiding the internal audit division. So, I mean, I've been there for a while.
You've been there, you've been, and it's been, you know, intense, and you've been, committed
when
volunteer.
You see people that are benefited from Fondos Unidos, in Puerto Rico we have so many social problems, that in reality to have someone like Fondos Unidos be able not only to give money away, but, you know, in-kind gifts, or the 211 toll-free number that is used to help people in stress.
Yeah.
You know, that's great.
Yeah. Well, I've run out of time. On another occasion, I know you're the president-elect of the Chamber of Commerce. You'll take that position next year. When approaches, we'll have you again and discuss your role in the Chamber. But it's been a pleasure having you, and you've developed businesses and your profession, and congratulate you for your achievements. And appreciate our relationship, our friendship. So,
thank you, Jorge, and thanks a lot for the invitation, and to all the Radio Oso, people who are out there. It's this world is very challenging, and it's a matter of giving it a go.
That we are doing. Take care.